Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and it's great to have you with us on this Wednesday. We've been in a series on showing gratitude in which Derek has been taking us into our nation's history, into the first Thanksgiving, into his own story of gratitude. And now today, he's going to keep the focus on the nation by talking about how to pray for the nation and how out of our gratitude for America, we ought to intercede for government and leaders. It's one of the great neglected truths of our times. It's also one of the great truths of Derek's life, because Derek really brought an emphasis on intercession for leaders in the 1960s as he came, as he says, as an unintended immigrant, accidental immigrant, into the country. And so this is one of the great truths that Derek, I think, has to deposit in our lives. Now, if you've missed any of this teaching, or if you think you will miss it in the coming days, then you can log on to the website at derekprince.org. You'll find all kinds of information about Derek Prince and the ministry, and you'll also be able to listen to all of the shows that you might have missed. Now let's get to it. This is such an important series here, especially the week right before Thanksgiving. So let's listen to Derek as he teaches us about how out of a heart of gratitude to pray for our nation.
In my two previous talks this week, I gave a brief overview of the historical background of Thanksgiving, and I also shared with you some of the reasons why I personally am grateful to the United States. Today, and for the rest of this week, I'm going to share with you ways in which all of us, as Christians, can show our gratitude for the United States of America. It's not enough just to have one day in each year in which we eat and enjoy ourselves. That's not the real spirit of Thanksgiving. If we are truly thankful, we need to do something practical about it, something which doesn't merely last for one day out of each year. With this in mind, I'm going to share with you some important practical ways in which we can show our gratitude to the United States. The first way that I'm going to speak about today is to pray for our nation, and to particularly to pray for our governmental leaders, both national and in the local scene. There's one passage of Scripture the Lord has impressed upon me, and particularly so when I first came to the United States in 1963. The passage is the first epistle of Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And I want to share those verses and their lesson again with all of you today. Paul writes this: "I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Paul is writing about the conduct of a Christian church. That's the theme of the first epistle to Timothy. And here at the opening of the second chapter, he comes to the first responsibility and obligation of Christians meeting regularly in public assembly. And that is, in one word, prayer. Paul speaks about various forms of prayer. He speaks about requests, prayers or petitions, intercession, and thanksgiving. And he says that comes first, before anything else, when Christians meet together in public, as Christians in assembly. Their first obligation is prayer. And he says prayer should be made for everyone. The King James Version says for all men. We need to enlarge our hearts when we pray. We need to have a heart that takes in all that God cares for. We need to remember that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So many Christians pray such narrow, self-centered prayers. I heard somebody once quote this as the example of the average church member's prayer. It goes like this: "God bless me and my wife, my son John and his wife, us four, no more, amen. Well, that's not what Paul is speaking about. He says, intercession, thanksgiving should be made for all men, for everyone. Then he goes on to specify one particular group. He says, for kings and for all those in authority. We can just say there, government, leadership. What are we to pray for when we pray for the government? He says that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Let's ask ourselves this question. Does the government we live under affect the way we live? Obviously, it does. So if we want to live good lives, we're under an obligation to pray for the government. If we pray for the government, it will affect the way the government governs. That will affect the way we live. And then Paul goes on to say, in connection with living in godliness and holiness, quiet and peaceful lives, this is good and pleases God our Savior. It's very important to understand that. Good government is pleasing to God. It's what God wants. But God, in a sense, challenges us as his believing people and says, I want good government, but I want you to pray for the government that it may govern aright. I'm not going to do it automatically. You have a responsibility in your nation. You are the ones who should show the way. You are the ones who should be the first to pray for your leaders. And then, in the next verse, Paul gives one great basic reason why God likes good government. It says that God wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
You know, I want to emphasize just a little bit some of the things that Derek has been saying. In my capacity as a political consultant and an author, I have the opportunity of working with some of our nation's leaders in the White House, up on the Hill, Congress. And I can tell you that one of the things they are keenly aware of is when people are praying and when they're not. You know, many of these men and women in Congress and the Senate and the House, throughout our nation's government, recognize that they're in ministry. As a matter of fact, Romans 13 makes this very clear, that they are as much called by God as is a pastor. And many of them see what they're doing as ministries, and they know that it takes the prayer that produces spiritual power for them to do what they do. I think that Derek's calling to all of us to pray for our leaders is not just timely in this point in our nation's history, but is a constant obligation upon us. And I can tell you there are men and women of God who are in the House, in the Senate, in the Supreme Court, throughout the executive branch, throughout all of our nation's government, who believe that what they're doing to the glory of God, and at a very vital time in our nation's history. We need to pray. We need to intercede for them. It's what God told us, told the early church to do, even when they were unrighteous rulers. How much more today, when there are born-again people attempting to do the will of God in government? There's so much more great material to come. Stay with us as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Of all the books in the Bible, one speaks most clearly to the needs of the soul, the Psalms. When you need assurance, the Lord is my shepherd. Or when fear grips your mind and heart, and no evil shall befall us. Now Derek Prince escorts you through these wonderful words of comfort in Through the Psalms with Derek Prince. This powerful book offers Derek's unique personal insights into all the Psalms, and provides a helpful index to the scriptures that speak to your specific needs. In writing this book, it was Derek's sincere prayer that his personal meditations would help you draw closer to God than ever before. To order your copy of Through the Psalms with Derek Prince for only $14.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Going through the Psalms with Derek Prince will set you on a course of refreshing discovery and makes a wonderful gift for Christmas. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we are in a glorious series on showing our gratitude, praying our gratitude, embracing our gratitude for America and God's work in our lives. Let's just get right to it as Derek Prince teaches us about the heart of gratitude.
So God wants the message of the truth of the gospel proclaimed to all men. This is very clear from many, many scriptures. We are under an obligation to do that. In that connection, we need to ask ourselves, which makes it easier to proclaim the message of the gospel, good government or bad government? I think any thinking person would answer good government in many different ways, which I do not have time to analyze. So God wants all men to hear the truth of the gospel. He wants the kind of governmental situation which will make that possible, which is good government. That's his will. But he wants us, as his believing, committed people, to pray for good government. So that's one way in which we can show our gratitude to the United States for the blessings, the material prosperity, the freedom, the endless special blessings that we enjoy as Christians in this nation. Let's enjoy the blessings, but let's remember they place an obligation upon us. And the obligation is, first and foremost, to be faithful, to pray for our government, for its leaders. When I first came to the United States in 1963, God laid this on my heart, and for some time I struggled against it because I wasn't an American citizen at that time. But God just impressed upon me I was to preach this message. And I would ask people in quite large congregations, how many of you have prayed intelligently and seriously for your president or your government this week? And the response was usually about 2% out of a big congregation. And I saw how terribly delinquent American Christians have been so many times in this respect. I want to thank God that today there's a great change. A new sense of obligation and responsibility has come upon multitudes of God's people. And we see that one of our duties toward our nation and its government is to be faithful and regular and fervent in our prayers for them. So let's rededicate ourselves to that at this time of thanksgiving. I want to affirm as I continue today that praying for the government is no mere abstract theory for me. I have proved it in 40 years of Christian living that praying for the government pays results. I have seen many national and international situations dramatically changed for the better when God's people seriously prayed about them. In the book Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting, I share a number of examples from my own experience or observation in which the course of history was changed by intelligent, believing prayer on the part of God's people. I cannot go into them in detail, but I'll just mention briefly. The critical battle of Alamein in North Africa was changed and won because of prayer. The birth of the State of Israel came about in a large measure through prayer, and I was there to watch it. Many major political developments in Africa have come about through prayer. New nations have been born and shaped through the prayers of God's people. So let's bear in mind that it pays to pray believingly, to pray with scriptural basis and emphasis for our government. Let's make a determination this Thanksgiving season that for this year that lies ahead from Thanksgiving onwards, we will try to be faithful in praying for our nation and for its government, that this will be one way we'll express to God our gratitude for the blessings that we enjoy. I'm going to ask you to pray with me right now as I close. Father, we come to you now as your believing people on the basis of your word, which says that we are to pray for those in authority and that you want good government. And so we bless you and thank you for those in authority over us right at this season. We ask you to guide, to direct, and to overrule in their counsels and decisions in such a way that the course of government will be expression of your highest will for our nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, as important as Thanksgiving is, I want to read a quote to you from Derek's just last few minutes of teaching. He said, "It's not enough just to have one day in each year in which we eat and enjoy ourselves. That's not the real spirit of Thanksgiving. If we're truly thankful, we need to do something practical about it, something which doesn't merely last for one day out of each year." You know, I think that's true, and I'm hoping you're thinking about creative ways, not just to express gratitude on Thanksgiving, but to make it a part of your life every single day. I want to tell you about something special and free just for you. It's called Proclamation Magazine. It's the magazine of Derek Prince Ministries. If you'll go on the website at derekprince.org, you'll find that you'll be able to sign up for a free subscription, and this will come to you and be filled with teaching and ministry to you and information about what's going on in Derek Prince Ministries. Just ahead, a special guest in the studio as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The passing of Derek Prince did not mean the end of Derek Prince Ministries. Instead, it marked a new beginning.
If I had only one message to leave to posterity, my family, my friends, whoever it might be, I would say it in three words: God is faithful.
And to succeed, we need your help. Through your gifts and offerings, you play a part in taking Derek's powerful and practical teaching to countless lives and hearts. Through the printed word, audio, video, and more, you keep the ministry of Derek Prince alive and active throughout the world. And of course, your partnership makes it possible to keep ministry, encouragement, and biblical insights coming to you and your family as well. For that, we are very grateful. To honor both the memory and the wishes of Derek Prince, will you stand with us as we continue the work he started so well and loved so much? Prayerfully consider taking an active part in carrying on the legacy of Derek Prince's life and ministry by making the most generous gift you can to Derek Prince Ministries. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit our secure website at derekprince.org. Please make the most generous gift you can and be assured your gifts will be used prayerfully and prudently to keep the teaching of Derek Prince coming to you and others. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us on the web at derekprince.org.
God is faithful.
Thank you for standing with us.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us on this edition of the show. In the studio with me today is Christopher Selby, who's one of the producers of the show and also a good friend of mine. And also, as you may remember from earlier shows, he's a grandson of Derek Prince. From time to time, he comes to us to share some information about what's going on at DPM and what have you. Today, he's going to be sharing some very special information because, you know, this new format of this show, the 30-minute format of the Derek Prince Legacy Radio Show, has been airing for about 8 weeks, and we're starting to get some tremendous feedback, aren't we, Chris?
It's true. You know, we've been doing radio with Derek Prince Ministries. My grandfather began in radio in 1979, and you know, for up until just about 8 weeks ago, that's been a 15-minute program. And now we've been able to launch into this 30-minute type of program, and it's incredible the response that we're seeing, the reports that are coming back of people whose lives are being touched.
So you're not only hearing, "Hey, we love the show. Hey, great stuff. Hey, that's Stephen Mansfield. He's something else."
Every day we do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I bet you do. Day. I bet you do. But you're actually hearing about changed lives.
Yeah, we had a professor from Auburn who sent us an email, said that, well, you know, let me just read it.
Please.
He said, "The Derek Prince Legacy Radio program richly blesses me. God has used his ministry in my life to effect radical changes in all aspects of my daily life." He goes on to say, "The main purpose of this email is to let you know that there are Christians who are in desperate need of a teacher like Derek Prince." That's amazing. I go into work every day, and I'm always just excited to see, what am I going to find out next? What incredible story is going to come out of it?
Well, and I don't want to play to the stereotype of the university professor, but that is a professor at Auburn, you know, and many university professors would probably consider themselves above or beyond such ministry, but he's really feeding on it.
Yeah, and I mean, he says, "Radical changes in all aspects of my daily life." You know,
that, you can't beat that. That's pretty much why we're in business.
It's incredible.
What else do you have for us? What other stories?
Yeah, we had a great note from a listener in New York who said, "I can never thank you enough for all that I have learned from listening to your teaching. May the Lord Jesus, whom you have served so faithfully, bestow upon you blessings, more blessings upon the ministry. When I listen to you, I can feel the love, the reverence, the awe, and the gratitude you have for God, and it's inspiring. That's incredible to me because that is the legacy of a man who's gone home to be with the Lord, but that anointing upon the message continues to impact lives every day.
And you know, Chris, the other thing is that there's a lot of lonely people out there in the world, and I don't mean to go after anybody or label anybody, but there are a lot of folks who during the course of their day don't have any Christian input, any Christian friends, anybody at the office or the classroom, you know, at the school who really are embracing them as brothers and sisters in Christ. And so to be able to listen just for a little while to a show where people are talking about Jesus, encouraging truth, slamming home the gospel, that kind of thing, I think that means a lot to people in their daily lives.
Well, we've just heard for years, like I said before, almost 30 years of radio ministry, how people will send a note or a letter, an email, and they'll just say, you know, I've never met Brother Derek, and you know, I just feel like I've known him. You know, I feel like he's my, you know, my best friend. I feel like he's just, you know, my spiritual father, and never had the opportunity to meet him or even see him preach, you know, on the many occasions that he did. So,
you know, it's a silly little analogy, but not too long ago, Peter Jennings died. And you know, Peter Jennings, just a newscaster.
Sure.
But you know what? He was there on my Thanksgiving celebrations. He was there during my Christmas celebrations. Yeah. He was there on my birthdays. He was in my home all the time. Well, how much more Derek Prince, who comes to so many people by radio, has an impact on their lives, teaches them truths that can connect them to Jesus and transform their lives. You know, that even becomes more of an impact. And I wept when Peter Jennings died, having never met him. And so I can certainly understand how people can be connected to Derek in that way.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I read the blog on your website about Peter Jennings the day after that happened. It was moving, and it was a moving thing. But to think of the eternal value of what we're able to be a part of, we got a note. And you know what, Steve, this is what it all comes down to. A note that said, first of all, I want to say a big thank you. After listening to one of your messages about surrendering to Jesus, I gave my heart and life to Jesus as my Savior and Lord, all alone, except for the Holy Spirit and angels in my bedroom. 8 days later, I received the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Lord truly made a new creature out of me, and I love him more and more, and he grows more precious to me all the time, both through the mountains and the valleys. Praise his name. What an incredible honor to be a part of somebody coming to the Lord.
Well, of course, that's why you and I are sitting here.
Yes.
You know, we want to see people's lives impacted with the gospel, and Derek would certainly be thrilled by knowing that. You know, Chris, when you hear testimonies like this, you have to be excited about the future possibilities of this show.
Yeah.
And I'm delighted for the 30-minute format. I think it's giving us a chance to massage truth in other people's lives. And so, you know, in the future, what are your hopes? Kind of dream with us just for a little bit here as we sort of round out the week before Thanksgiving and dream big with gratitude.
Absolutely. I hope to hear more and more reports like that of people coming to Christ, people whose lives are being impacted, to see this radio ministry go throughout the nation and to impact North America in as many people's lives as possible, in as many cities, towns, you know, every radio station, every podcast, every internet broadcast that we possibly can reach.
Well, it's great to have you with us today.
Thanks, Stephen.
For those of you listening now, you want to be sure to log on the website at derekprince.org, derekprince.org. You'll not only find recordings of all of these shows that you can listen to, but also information about the ministry and this man, Derek Prince. Who was he? Where did he come from? How did God work in his life? Very, very important. And you'll also find an opportunity to sign up for a free subscription to Proclamation Magazine, which is the sort of the publishing arm, the magazine of Derek Prince Ministries. And it will not only tell you about some wonderful truths that will impact your life personally, but also tell you about what's happening in Derek Prince Ministries. Great things happening. You don't want to miss tomorrow. Trust me, tomorrow's going to be fantastic. So, for Christopher Selby, the producer of this show, for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, and for me, Stephen Mansfield, be sure and be here tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your own copy of Through the Psalms for only $14.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's because of the faithful financial support of friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio is on the air. Call now with your special gift and help keep the legacy alive. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can send your support securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.